نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. In these Mubarak nights which we have been given for ibadat, zikr, tilawat and turning towards Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So that is what we should be doing. There are lots of things to be done. Nobody denies that there are many things that a person has to do in his life. And everything can be turned to ibadat if he makes the correct niyat. But when it comes to these nights, and when it comes to the Mubarak days, and when it comes to Laylatul Qadr, or Laylatul Bara'at, so these nights are more for tawbah, istighfar, ruju' ilallah. That means the person deep-heartedly turns towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He believes that Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving, very compassionate, very merciful, very forgiving. No matter how far the person may have gone in his life of drinks and drug and wine and women. But if he truly and sincerely repents, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is prepared to accept him. The doors of Tawbah are open for him. And he will enjoy the change that will come in his life. So, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, I mentioned many times that everyone knows that he was the greatest after Allah Ta'ala. And he did everything. He did jihad, he did tabligh, he did waz and nasihat, he did everything. But yet he secludes himself for the last 10 nights. Now what was he doing in i'tikaf? In i'tikaf, what was he doing? So if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam could do that, so for us it is an eye-opener, a lesson. That the last 10 nights of Ramadan, even if a person is not sitting in i'tikaf, as I mentioned, that all the sahaba did not go and sit down in i'tikaf. There were lots of them still out in jihad, there were many of them carrying on with the normal business activities. They were going to their farms. They were, if it was time for the dates had ripened on the trees, then to bring those dates down to sell them, to supply them. So they did all those things. But most of their time they spent in ibadat, the last. And in fact, the whole of Ramadan. So that is what is required. So these nights now, we're not going into any lengthy bayans and waz and talks on all kinds of subjects. And by not going into those subjects does not mean that they are not relevant and they are not important. Everything is important. What's happening in our country at present also is important. Because we don't know in which direction we are going. It's going to affect the lives of everybody. All this battle and tug of war between Zuma and Beki. So it's going to carry on. So we all are going to get affected. But just that, these nights are not now to sit down and talk about all the different parties and which one you should vote for. Other occasions you can speak of all those things. So we'll have some zikrullah and we'll make dua. And then individually after that engage yourself. Majal hai kuch bhi kar sakun main jo tu na taufeeq ai khuda de. Majal hai kuch bhi kar sakun main jo tu na taufeeq ai khuda de. تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ چہیں سب میرے ارادے مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق ای خدا دے تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ چہیں سب میرے ارادے بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما، بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے۔ بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما، بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے۔ میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت، بس اب جگا دے، بس اب جگا دے۔ فار دا بینیفٹ آف مائی ینگ فرینڈز ہیئر ہو ڈونٹ نو دا اردو لینگویج، مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے۔ اف یو آر بلیسڈ ود دا گریس ٹو ڈو سم تھنگ لائک ناؤ وی آر سٹنگ، وی آر انگیج ان سم کائنڈ آف عبادت، ذکر، تلاوت، we are in the masjid, in the house of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we are turning towards him, whilst many of your young friends, school friends, college friends, university friends, colleagues, associates and everybody else, so many of them, we don't know where they are. Throughout the world, in this month of Ramadan, at this very moment in time, how many people are in cinemas, in discos, haram sites on the internet, TVs, movies, prostitute quarters, we don't know where people are in this month of Ramadan. If a person is traveling, then he just has to land at Dubai airport and see what's happening there. How much of liquor is sold even in this month of Ramadan at the airport there, this very moment. The non-Muslims are buying it or Muslims are buying it, that is not the issue. But how much of it is being sold? Is it permissible to sell to the non-Muslim liquor? So there is just one country that we are mentioning, but how many places it is happening? So if we are given the tawfiq of doing something, whether it is namaz, zikr, tilawat, tabligh, dawat, gash, talim, khanqa, madrasa, darul ulum, reading, writing, tilaw, zikrullah, whatever it is, majal hai kuch bhi kar sakun main jo tu na tawfiq hai khuda de. We should attribute it to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazal and ihsan, his favor upon us, that he out of his kindness he gave us the tawfiq to take his name. Whilst people are taking the name of shaitan, Allah ta'ala gave us the tawfiq to take his name. Because it doesn't mean the person is taking a tasbih and reading shaitan, shaitan. Nobody reads tasbih. But nowadays it's very common, this satanism, which is shaitanism. So in there they read lots of different kinds of wazifas of shaitan also. Different things they do to get the power of shaitan in them. Or Satan, as they say. Look at the things that are happening around the world. Look at how people are caught up in these type of fitnas. But in any case, when we say that they are taking the name of shaitan, then we are not saying they are reading tasbih of shaitan, but they are following the desires of shaitan. They are following the footprints of shaitan. So if we have been directed to the masjid, in this part of the night, it's not farz, it's not wajib, it's not compulsory. Nobody tied us in chain and brought us and left us here out of our own will and desire. And with this hope that it is the 23rd night, so Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgive our sins and open the doors of His mercy and kindness and forgiveness for us. That's why we sit. So now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is so merciful that these servants of mine, they've got such hope in me and in my forgiveness and in my mercy, how can I not fulfill their wishes and desires? Allah Ta'ala is so appreciative, whereas He is the one that gives the tawfiq. So therefore He says, مَجَعَلَ هَي كُچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق ہے خدا دے، تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب، ہے چہیں سب میرے ارادے. Whatever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala decides will happen. For us, we have been given a willpower. And it is our duty to make use of the willpower and make use of the means that Allah ta'ala has created. Now there's a mean that Allah Ta'ala has created, that there's a masjid here, house of Allah Ta'ala here, there's Quran Sharif here, there's tasbih here, there's an environment here. Now that is a means. Now it's left to us whether we make use of that means to connect ourselves with Allah Ta'ala or we don't make use. Like that, a person at home also, wherever he may be, Allah Ta'ala has created the means. The person's health is a means. The person's sight is a means. The person's speech is a means. The person's hearing is a means. Is not the hearing also a means? We don't consider it means. If the person did not listen, if he did not hear of it, that there is such a thing as odd nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And these are the virtues of that. And it could be Laylatul Qadr in one of those nights. And how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala blesses with more than 1,000 months of worship if a person has to get one night of Qadr. Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr. Now all that either he heard or he read. One of the two things happened. So is that not a means that Allah Ta'ala created for the person to appreciate this night? Unless somebody can also smell, then it's different. So all these are means. Therefore, we say that Tari Mashiyat hai sab pe ghalib. Allah Ta'ala gives us the means, and now it's our job to turn towards Him and ask Him to give us the tawfiq to make use of those means and get connected with Him. For no one else's benefit but ourselves. This is sometimes our weakness, that we think that we are doing Allah Ta'ala a great favor, that I made 5 times namaz, I make some zikr, tilawat, charities, I did Allah Ta'ala a great favor. No one is doing Allah Ta'ala any favor. We are doing ourselves a favor. Everything we do, we get rewards in return. Bahut dino reh chuka nikamma. Oh my beloved Allah, far too long have I remained a useless person. We must consider ourselves as useless. We can consider ourselves as having knowledge. We can consider ourselves of having some kind of expertise in this or that. But that is also given by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Who gives the intellect? Does the mother give the child the intellect? Look at Allah Ta'ala's system. So he says, oh Allah, far too long have I remained useless. That means I haven't been able to worship. I haven't been able to do justice to my ibadah, zikr, tilawat. I remained excellent in the field of eating and drinking. And in enjoying all your bounties and ni'mats, I enjoyed the good home, the good car, and the gold and the silver and the platinum and uranium and silver and everything else. And I toured the world and I saw beautiful tourist attractions. Now, all that we were excellent. But what about obedience to Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? So he said, far too long have I remained a useless person. That means in your obedience I have remained useless. I haven't been doing much in that field. میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے. How long, O Allah, I have been in a dream world, sleeping like a log. One person, he says that, because first he said he can't get up for Fajr. So I said, put 2 alarms instead of 1. Put 1 on the right side, 1 on the left side. So that if your hearing is a little weak in one ear, you can listen to the other properly. And then put them loud also. He says, still can't get up. I said, well, tell some friends, must phone up. And you don't have to pick up the receiver, so it's not going to cost your friend anything. But if you're really serious, then tell a few people, must phone. He says, still he can't get up. So tell somebody to shake you up. He said, they try that too, I can't get up. I said, then you should go Qabristan. Because you sleep like a log. So then the Qabristan is the only other place for you then. But in any case, you are excused. If after all that effort you still can't get up, then you're excused. What kind of a person that must be there? He's shaken up, he can't get up. So therefore we say, میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت, بس اب جگا دے, بس اب جگا دے. How long I have been asleep, I have been in a dream world. Oh Allah, get me up now, get me up. Get me up from my slumber and my sleep. Get me up from my heedlessness, from my negligence. The life of ghaflat, which has laid so much of eggs. Ghaflat and negligence, heedlessness, it's a hen that lays eggs. And those eggs are the ones of all the other haram. ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری, اللہ 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 اللہ. رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں, پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں. رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں, پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں. تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہیں, بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں. Oh my beloved Allah, everyone else has taken off. If you have 100 aeroplanes on the tarmac, if you go to Saudi Arabia Hajj time, or go to Hidra, or go to one of the American airports, a line of aeroplanes, and every second one plane is taking off, or a few seconds one is taking off, and one just remains there, trying to take off, it can't take off. They say, we are like that. Everybody else has taken off. They're soaring high in the sky. We don't know where they are, in their piety, in their taqwa, in their spirituality. We must think like that, good of others. What we know, what time that person can make tawbah, when he can turn towards Allah Ta'ala, when he can seek forgiveness for his sins, when he can express great remorse and shame and regret over what the person has done in his life. And that takes the person to heights that we can't even imagine. I've explained this poetry many times. And every time that I read it and I explain, I myself get a kind of inspiration. You get hope in Allah Tabaraka. You say, oh Allah, everyone seems to have taken off. But I am like a speck of dust on the ground. I haven't taken off as yet. First you express your weakness before Allah Ta'ala. And then you turn towards that same Allah Ta'ala and you say, now take me up. That is the beauty of crying before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This is not that cry and not those tears I've mentioned many times which create depression. It is not crying over somebody's pet that has died, some child passed away, some mother passed away, father passed away. It's permissible, cry, shed a few tears. But if the person is going to go on and on, the person will get depressed. And turning towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, it brings a kind of a happiness in the heart. Joy in the heart. That mountain of sins, when it is moved with the tears and with the tawbah and istighfar, a person feels light. He feels that something was heavy on me and it has moved. After that, it is our problem and our weakness that we go outside the masjid and we go back to the same things. But if a person really and truly wants to enjoy that sukoon and that peace and tranquility and so then after that tawbah and istighfar, don't go back to those sins. We must not be like that leaf, that when the wind blows, the leaf picks up. When the wind stops, the leaf goes back on the ground. Again the wind blows, the leaf picks up. Again the wind stops, the leaf comes back on the ground. And it carries on like that sometimes for miles and miles, that leaf. It just goes up and down. We must be like those spaceships that are going high or further than that. Because it is only the human heart, that the heart of a believer in which there is love of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that you can be on the ground, you can be on the farsh, and your heart can be on the arsh. Ah, how loving of Allah Ta'ala is. Create love for Allah Ta'ala in our hearts. Enjoy the ibadah and zikr tilawat. Mustn't be like a burden that we are obeying Allah Ta'ala high, we have to make namaz, we have to do this. For whom is all this? What does Allah Ta'ala benefit? جیسے رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہے پیاد مثل غبار میں ہوں تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہے او اللہ ایوری بڈی ان یور بیوٹیفل گارڈن از اے بیوٹیفل فلاور دا اونلی ون دیٹ از اے تھورن از مائی سیلف وی کنسیڈر اور سیلوز ایز تھورنز اینڈ ایوری بڈی ایلس ایز فلاورز وی مسٹ ڈس لائک دا سن دیٹ دا پرسن از انوالوڈ ان اف اے پرسن از انوالوڈ ان سم سن اور is a person who is abusing, or the person is on drugs, the person is on drink, or wine and women, then we will say that we dislike the sin that the person is in, but we have that yaqeen, and we have that belief that that person can change his life. And there are so many people who were in those areas. Now when they change their life, now we talk very good of the person. We say, look at this person, what a nice, pious person, righteous person, if this is that. And while she was there in all those haram stations and places, and in the cinemas and discos and adultery and fornication, at that time we were saying, this person is a drunkard, and this person is a drug addict, and this person is this, and this person is that. So what changed? If you look at the person, what changed? Did his features change? Then before he had two eyes, now he's got four eyes. Before he had one head, now he's got couple heads. What changed? Did his color change completely? Nothing changed. The person remained the same. His height didn't increase and decrease because of his tawbah. His height increased. That because he made sincere tawbah, so before he was 5'6", now he is 10'6". Nothing. He remained the same. So it shows clearly that it's not the person. It is those actions which we are either talking about. When he was in good actions, we spoke good. And when he's in bad actions, it's the actions. So if we understand that much, then it shows that there is that fine line. We can separate the person from the sins. That it is the sins that we are disliking. Therefore, sometimes we reprimand the person, we scold the person, we talk harshly, or sometimes they are even beaten, sometimes the hand is chopped, sometimes the person is stoned, all those things happen. But it is because of those actions. So we say, everybody, O Allah, in your garden is a beautiful flower, and the only one that is a thorn is myself. How many people I have caused hurt and injury and pain to. We must look like that at ourselves. That with our tongues, with our hands, with our feet, with our wealth, with how many people we have caused harm to. I have repeated this many, many times, and I will go on repeating whenever I read this. Because alhamdulillah, every majlis, every gathering, somebody or the other will say, it was for me, it was for me, it was for me. Many people say something. We get emails from different places, the same, that we benefited. Yet it's the same thing. Because as I explained to you before the, we came back, for in the first session, that the one who has composed, if he is an Allah wala ahle dil arif billah, so then it has an effect and an impact. Now this is Hazrat Khaja Sahab rahmatullah alayhi, Khaja Mazzoob. So therefore it has that kind of impact. رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں، تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہے بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں، مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں. Oh Allah, give me also some concern of the akhirah, that there's going to be a hereafter. There is another world where we have to go to. We are not here as permanent residents. This world is a temporary abode. Whoever came here has to cross the bridge of death and go the other side. No matter how much of investments the person has got in this world, and no matter how much of gold mines, oil wells, and whatever he has, but he has to leave it behind and go ahead. It will now depend on how he used that wealth while he had it in his possession in this world. Some will have it for 10 years, some will have it for 50 years, some will have for 100 years. But the person has to finally leave it and go. Either he will leave it and go, or it will leave him and go. One of the two things will happen. So therefore he say, give me some fikr of akhirat, that I must make use of what I have as a stepping stone to the akhirat. It must become the means of my gaining the akhirat, means of my entry into Jannah, means of my forgiveness. The same wealth, the same goods, the same eyes, the same hands, the same feet. Once again that Allah wala who said, that first it took me time to discipline all these things. And I really punished myself. I went to extremes just to discipline. Otherwise Islam is very, very balanced. There's no extremism at all. But he says, I went to that length just to discipline the sight and the hearing and the speech and my hands and feet and my heart for disciplining. And after that, he says, when they became disciplined and I got Allah in my life, I got Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam muhabbat in my life, and when I started enjoying that sukoon and that peace and tranquility and serenity and joy, I'll just give you an explanation of what he said. He said, then now I feel like kissing my own hands because they became the means of my getting my Allah. I feel like kissing my own eyes because I controlled my gaze from haram. They became the means of my sweetness of iman and my love for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. My hands, my feet, my wealth, everything, I used it correctly, I got my Allah. So that is deen. Very easy, very simple, very practical. There's no extremes. No one is asked to go and stand on one leg and read 10,000 times some tasbih. Raha mein bekar zindagi bhar, bas ab to mashghool hai kaar mein. All my life I remain bekar, useless. Now my beloved Allah, occupy me in something that is fruitful, beneficial, constructive. Protect me and save me from wasting my life. I don't know how many days are left, or hours are left, or seconds are left. Nobody knows. So therefore he's asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, now must occupy him in things that are useful, productive, beneficial. Make use of the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. Use it correctly. Obey Allah Ta'ala. Distance oneself from haram, that's all. Then the person will become wali. In these days to become a wali, it's very simple.
Hardam karo main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, 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 اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا گناہ میں آلودہ ہو رہا ہے رواں رواں بال بال میرا تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا گناہ میں آلودہ ہو رہا ہے رواں رواں بال بال میرا یہ آخری دن ہے زندگی کے درست کر دے معال میرا تیری محبت میں اب جیوں میں اسی میں ہو انتقال میرا ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد الرسول اللہ الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی سید الانبیاء والمرسلین صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین یا ارحم الراحمین یا اکرم الاکرمین یا غیاث المستغیثین یا راحم المساکین یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا ان نسينا او اخطانا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا اسرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا انت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين او مے بلاور اللہ مے رحیم اللہ مے کریم اللہ مے موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ موسٹ کمپیشنیٹ موسٹ لونگ موسٹ کیئرنگ اللہ او مے موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ مے موسٹ ٹالرنٹ اللہ موسٹ بینیفیسنٹ موسٹ مرسیفل اللہ Repeatedly we are turning towards you, my Allah. Repeatedly we are raising our hands before you, my beloved Allah. For the more we raise them before you, the more happy and pleased you become. My beloved Allah, you dearly love the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you. My beloved Allah, nafs and shaitan are dragging us down the gutters of embarrassment, shame and disgrace. Nafs and shaitan, our declared enemies. They want to see us destroyed, my beloved Allah. But we want to become your walis. We want to become your friends, my Allah. Make us yours and become ours. Oh, my beloved Allah, you are all powerful, almighty, all seeing, all hearing, all knowing. This very moment you are watching us, my beloved Allah. This very moment you are watching us, you are looking into our hearts, my Allah. You even know the thoughts that are crossing our minds. We are ashamed of the sins that we have been committing in our lives. You blessed us with sight, with hearing, with speech, with our hands and our feet, our heart and our mind. My beloved Allah, how much of it we use for your disobedience. If there had been any other Allah, he would have destroyed us by now. My beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you. Oh, my beloved Allah, you give man the science of computer chips. My beloved Allah, you put into the mind of man the technology of computer chip. The chip records billions of pieces of information. One press of a delete button and everything can be wiped out. Oh, my beloved Allah, press the delete button of our sins. Hamare gunahon ke upar delete button daba de. No one is going to question you why you forgave those sinners in Masjid An-Nur when they raised their hands before you. Or whosoever has been listening and raising his or her hands before you. My beloved Allah, no one is going to question you. We are acknowledging our weakness, our shortcomings, our faults and our sins. We are not bragging about our sins. We are not justifying our sins. We are not advertising our sins. We are ashamed, my beloved Allah. We are grateful to you for having blessed us with life in this Mubarak month of Ramadan. We are grateful to you, my beloved Allah, for having blessed us with this Mubarak night of the 23rd. Ya Allah, the flight of the 21st took off, but we did not board that flight due to our negligence and heedlessness. My beloved Allah, bless us with the barakat of this Mubarak night. Ya Allah, cause us to be drenched in the rains of rahmat that pour in this Mubarak night. My beloved Allah, change the condition of our hearts in this Mubarak night. My beloved Allah, bless us with all the barakat and the rahmat of this Mubarak night. My beloved Allah, make a decision of khair for us. Make a decision of change for us. Oh my Allah, everything happens according to your will and your decision. Make a decision for all of us, my beloved Allah, that you want to give us the best of this world and the best of the hereafter. Don't deprive us of the goodness of this world and the goodness of the akhirah. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab an-nar.
وقنا عذاب النار. My beloved, Allah, make us yours and become ours. How long are we going to remain the slaves of nafs and shaitan? How long is nafs and shaitan going to drag us, my beloved Allah? We want to be your slaves. Tie us in the chains of your muhabbat and your love. Tie us in the chains of your love, my beloved Allah. Tie us in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, remove all of the chains from us. Oh my beloved Allah, agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri, jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. If you are not ours, nothing is ours. If you are ours, everything will become ours. The kingdoms will become ours. My beloved Allah, our businesses will give us barakat. Our homes will give us comfort. We will have sukoon and peace, my beloved Allah, in our family life and in everything else that we do. My Allah, become ours and make us yours. There is nobody, my beloved Allah, who can in any way restrict your decisions. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. We are sick and ailing. We are physically ill. We are spiritually sick. Oh, my beloved Allah, we know that physical ailments can sometimes be a rahmat and a mercy in disguise. Even if it is a rahmat, my beloved Allah, change it to the rahmat of good health. Whosoever is sick and ailing, even if it is a rahmat for them, change it to the mercy of good health. If poverty is a rahmat for them, change it to the mercy of change it, my beloved Allah, to the rahmat of good wealth. Oh, my beloved Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are in financial difficulties, remove their difficulties with plenty full of halal risk. Those who are in search of marriage partners, bless them with pious, righteous, compatible marriage partners. My beloved Allah, those who have gone for umrahs, make their umrahs maqbool. Those who are planning for Hajj, remove all obstacles from their path. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those whose children have gone on to sins and vices and evils, my beloved Allah, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Give the parents the tawfiq to remove from their lives and homes everything that's causing such corruption in the lives of the children. Oh, my beloved Allah, give us the concern of our akhirat. Give us the concern of our akhirat. We have to leave this world and go one day. There is no way that we can remain here forever and ever. Ya Allah, everything will remain here and we will go without any designer label kafan. Oh, my beloved Allah, suddenly the angel of death is going to strike. And thereafter, my beloved Allah, we have to answer for all our deeds.
رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہے پیاد مثلِ غبار میں ہوں.
My beloved Allah, change the condition of our hearts.
ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے.
Change the condition of our hearts, my beloved Allah. Fill our hearts with so much of nur and so much of hidayat. Fill our hearts with so much of your muhabbat, so much of your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that nafs and shaitan cannot snatch us away from you. My beloved Allah, nafs and shaitan must not distance us from you. Bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. Let the winds of hidayat blow throughout the continents. Bless everyone with Islam and Iman. But those who have become obstinate and they made up their minds that they will never accept Islam, and they will continue with the torture and persecution and tyranny and oppression and suppression of the Ummah, then, my beloved Allah, shake the ground beneath their feet. Send gale force winds against them. Cause the planes to crash and the ships to sink. Cause division amongst their ranks. My beloved Allah, oh my beloved Allah, assist and help the Mujahideen of Islam. Musalmanon ki madad farma, nusrat farma. Ey mere Rabbe Kareem, ey mere Rabbe Kareem, ey mere Rabbe Kareem, we have no support besides your support. The creator of the weeds is none other than yourself, my beloved Allah. You create the weeds. My beloved Allah, we are therefore turning towards you. Bless us from your unlimited treasures. Ya Allah, let our gaze be on your unlimited treasures. Ya Allah, no one can stop you from fulfilling your decisions. Oh, my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, change the conditions even in this country of insecurity to that of security. Bless the local people and everyone, every citizen of this country with Iman and Islam and Hidayat. Ya Allah, make this country a peaceful place. Oh, my beloved Allah, unite the fighting factions. Ya Allah, don't let it be another test for the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, Rasul Paak sallallahu alayhi wasalam, how much of sacrifices he made for this Ummah. How much he cried for this Ummah. How much he was stoned for the sake of this Ummah. The most beloved of yours, my Allah, is being stoned in Taif, in Uhud, and so many places. His blood is oozing. Oh, my beloved Allah, even the angels must have cried. See, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the pins of his helmet piercing his jaws in Uhud, falling down unconscious, his teeth being shattered. Ah, my beloved Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in Taif he is stoned. Three solid years ostracized and boycotted. Ya Allah, he ties stones on his belly at the time of Khandaq. Yet you could have sent dastarkhans of food for him from Jannat. Ya Allah, for whom were those sacrifices? When he goes down in sajda, intestines of animals put on his back. Ya Allah, when he is informed that the Ummah for whom you suffered so much, the Ummah in discos and cinemas and theatres and rave clubs and drugs and drink and wine and women, by Allah, how much of pain it must be causing to the sensitive heart of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tonight we are pledging before you, my Allah. We don't wish to return to those sins anymore. Give us the himmat and courage to throw them out of our lives. Ya Allah, bless us with sukoon in our lives. Bless us with happiness in our lives. Bless us with prosperity in our lives. Bless us with contentment in our lives. Bless us with your qurb and with your ma'rifat, with your yaqeen, my beloved Allah. Oh, my beloved Allah, give us such enjoyment in your qurb and ma'rifat, that, my beloved Allah, we don't return to those sins anymore. Make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of ma'rifat. Ya Allah, accept all the works of deen that are taking place. تبلیغ و دعوت کی محنت قبول فرما, مساجد مدارس خانقاہوں کی محنت قبول فرما. Oh my beloved Allah, unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members, ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every home, my beloved Allah, seems to be on fire. Ya Allah, change the condition of our homes. Make our lives full of happiness and peace. Oh, my beloved Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the corruption, all the mischief, all the fitnas, all the sins that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked protection for the ummah. Ya Allah, protect us. Oh, my beloved Allah, protect us. Protect us. Give us the tawfiq to pray 5 times a day, to fast in Ramadan, give zakat if due, and go for hajj if farz, and to fulfill the rights of all. Accept our salat, accept our zakat, accept our charities, accept our fasting, accept our zikr, accept our tilawat. We know that it is not worthy of presentation before you, my Allah. Oh, my Allah. We know it is not worthy of presentation before you, but with your shan of being Rahim and Kareem, accept it. Koi mujhse pooche, main kya mangta hu? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu.
وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤ اس کا، یہی رات دن بے دعا مانگتا ہوں۔ اللہ 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 یا اللہ، become ours, make us yours. اے رب کریم، اب تو معاف کر دے، اب تو معاف کر دے، اب تو معاف کر دے۔ Open the floodgates of your mercy for us, the floodgates of your maghfirat for us. Cause us to be drenched by beloved Allah in the rains of rahmat and maghfirat. My beloved Allah, tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kaha, where do we go? There is no other door that we can tap, no other home where we can beg. My beloved Allah, مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے، مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے، غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے، مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے، غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے۔ Next 2 minutes now, pour out your hearts before Allah.
برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.